Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, I'm not doing that again. Last time this week, I promise. Aaron Torres. Yeah, Don Brown on the ones and twos. Aaron Torres here in on Fox Sports Radio. Martin Weiss will join me momentarily. We are in for the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker will be back on Monday. Busy Friday, lots to get into. First of all, I want to welcome in the Fox Sports Radio Odd Couple crew. Don Brown, you hear him on the ones and twos. Producer Rob is back today, and Steve DeSager, you just heard in on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
As I said, this is Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Martin Weiss will join me momentarily. The big story of the day, Cam Newton. This poor guy, even when he's not even at Patriots camp, remains the single biggest topic at Patriots camp, and frankly, maybe even in the NFL at this point. Busy week for Cam. We know about what happened over the course of the last four, five, 6 days. Cam Newton decides to travel. In part, while he travels, he has to take a COVID test. There is a discrepancy in what happened in the test, but we realize that in the process of him having to take that test, that he is not vaccinated. So he has to miss 3-4 days of training camp. What happens? Mac Jones comes in and absolutely balls out. 25 of 28 at one point in a closed joint practice against the New York Giants starting defense. Mac Jones also 18 straight passes at one point completed. And Mac Jones has taken the world by storm. And so everybody clearly has an opinion on this topic. It is a huge story across sports. Is it possible that Cam Newton could lose his job strictly by being in COVID protocols? Could Mac Jones overtake him for this job? And we find out today that somebody weighed in that we were not expecting. That is Scott Zolak, the current voice of the New England Patriots. He played for the team from 91 to 98. Don Brown, I believe that you have the audio of what Scott Zolak had to say. Let's go ahead and play the Scott Zolak sound.
I turn off the rap music, first of all, because I think it's distracting for Cam here. Because in between every throw, he's dancing. He makes a throw, and then the music's still cranking. I know you can hear it faintly in the background here. He can't help himself to where Mac looks like he came to work again. Like, he's here to work. And everything's attention to detail.
So Scott Zolak coming in hot, coming in borderline, I don't know how to say it politely, but, you know, maybe some could say it was racist. I don't know. I wouldn't say that that was probably the smartest thing that Scott Zolak could say. But really a couple interesting elements here as Martin Weiss here getting ready to join me momentarily. A couple interesting elements there. One of them being the idea of Cam Newton. First of all, forget the comments. I think we can all agree that they're just kind of dumb and they're kind of stupid, and I don't think that there's much merit to it. But I do think the second part of that, the fact that you know, Cam is singing, he's dancing, he's relaxing, and Mac Jones comes into work, whether it's fair or not, I do think that it's at least possible that that kind of mindset could kind of impact the way the Patriots evaluate these guys. And frankly, Mac Jones appears there to work, and Cam Newton, in part because he is not vaccinated, has not been there at all. So Martin Weiss is now here. What's up, my man? So first of all, you just heard Scott Zolak's comments. I don't really think there's another angle other than that they're really, really, really dumb. But what did you make of Scott Zolak?
I mean, there's nothing really to say outside of the fact that this is a type of racism that doesn't carry the capital N word with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like kind of casual racism. Like, because I just would like to know, if I was addressing Scott Zolak, which I think is, the whole point is ridiculous, but I would just like to know, at what point did the rap music stop Cam Newton from being successful? Was it like, is it just right now? Because Cam Newton didn't start listening to rap music. Born and raised in Atlanta, he's been listening to rap his whole life. So was it at Auburn when he was, you know, Superman on a college football field? Or when he was 15-1 in Carolina? Or is it just right now when, you know, he's over 30 as quarterback that's gotten a lot, that's been really beat up?
So I think I want to pull back a few things here, Martin, because first of all, the comments are stupid. I am waiting any second now for an apology. I would not be surprised if in some way, shape, or form, Scott Zolak does not keep his job. As I said, the voice of the radio, of the New England Patriots on radio. He was on the Sports Hub 98.5 in Boston earlier today making those comments. But a couple things. I think the point that kind of got lost in all of this was that, you know, Cam Newton, you know, he's a little too loose, he's a little too this, and Mac Jones comes into work. We're not there every day, we don't see it. But what did you make of, just in general, this entire week, Cam Newton being in COVID protocols? We know that means that he does not have the vaccine. And he opened up the door for Mac Jones to ball out, which is exactly what he did. And now I think we have maybe a little bit more of a quarterback controversy in New England than we were initially anticipating.
I mean, first of all, you take a guy in the first round, you figure there's going to be some level of quarterback controversy, right? But I think that even when Mac Jones was taken in the first round, the vast majority of people thought Cam Newton was going to be the week one starter in New England. Now, I still feel that Cam Newton will be the week one starter in New England, but really now the question is he still going to be starting by week five, week six, week seven? And I think that what happened, I mean, Cam Newton, he declined to take the vaccine, and honestly, he's one of the players who allegedly doesn't take any pain. He doesn't take a lot of pain medication, doesn't take shots, doesn't take Toradol like most of the NFL players do. So he's standing on his square, so you got to respect it. But at the end of the day, the way the COVID rules have made it, the NFL, being vaccinated in the NFL is a competitive advantage, and Cam Newton decided not to take that competitive advantage, and Mac Jones did. And I mean, how many people do you know? As soon as somebody's unavailable, you get to fill in that spot. That's how you lose your job.
Well, and that's a couple things. One, I do agree with all that. First of all, I do think this situation is so unique because it is the Patriots and because it's Bill Belichick. And you're right, is like Mac Jones could go 100 for 100. And if Bill Belichick still feels like Cam Newton gives him the best chance to win week one, then he's going to start Cam Newton. He's not going to tell you why, and he's going to give you no explanation why. So that I think, is an important part of this. If this happened in, say, you know, let's use San Francisco as an example. Jimmy Garoppolo hypothetically misses practice. Trey Lance goes 25 of 28 in a closed-door scrimmage. I think that opens up the door for Trey Lance to definitively cement himself as that starter in a way that I don't think it does with Mac Jones, with Cam Newton, because Bill Belichick plays by Bill Belichick's own rules. But I also agree with you on the Cam Newton stuff in terms of fair or not, it opens up the door for Mac Jones to come and get this starting spot. And I think to your broader point, it's an important one. At some point, Mac Jones is going to be the starter. And so what I kind of want to ask you in the bigger picture, I don't think what Scott Zolak said was smart. I don't think it was right. I think he probably needs to apologize for it. But at the same time, he does bring up a point about kind of Cam, his persona, how he handles himself, the social media. You know, he made some social media comments the other day, and then he said it wasn't about the team. At some point, Cam Newton is almost certainly going to be the backup with this team. Do you believe that it can work? Do you believe that Cam is the type of guy that can sit in the background, hold the clipboard, tutor Mac Jones in the background? Because that's what's the fascinating part about this to me. Forget the comments. They're stupid. They're ignorant. Whatever. But at some point, Cam Newton is going to have to relinquish this starting spot. And I don't know how well it is going to work out for anybody behind the scenes in New England with Mac Jones in that second position.
You know, it's interesting because if you look at the totality of Cam's career, up until Christian McCaffrey, Cam Newton was the best player on his offense. Yeah, for the entirety of from Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was better than him when they were both at Florida, right? And then Christian McCaffrey was probably better than him when they were both at Carolina on both ends of those bookends, right?
It was a long time.
But for the longest time.
He was the only reason to watch the Carolina Panthers for a very long time.
And not only that, AT, you can attest. I mean, he was like the only guy. That Auburn team had no other pros on it on the offense. Like they had a couple guys in Carolina.
Fairly, baby.
Yeah, but that's defensive tackle, right?
I know.
And that Carolina team had some guys on it, but he was like the reason he was Superman for a reason, right? So, but the whole time through his career, you never really heard him talk about, you know, we need to go get some guys to go do this. We need to go. He never really bashed the team. Never really was. He seemed to be a team first guy, but that is also leading from the front, right?
Sure.
So I think if Cam Newton is dedicated and wants to be an NFL, like if he wants to be an NFL player, then I think that he could, you know, swallow it and be a backup quarterback. I think that's, how much does he love going to meetings? How much does he love the process of being an NFL player? I'm not saying that I have no reason to think that he doesn't love, like, but when you're not playing,
yes,
a lot of that other stuff, you know, it becomes way more work.
And it's clear that he has interests outside of football. I mean, he does the fashion thing. You know, I don't know if he's doing anything in fashion, but clearly fashion is something that interests him or that he spends a lot of time thinking about, I would say, at the very least. You know, I know he's doing podcasts and video stuff. And so, listen, he's that guy that is starting to transition to the next phase of his life, and I get all that stuff. But again, you know, you mentioned him being a former teammate of Tim Tebow. I think there's a little bit of, like, Tebow with the Jets element to it where, you know, the thing with Tebow was he can't be your backup because he's more famous than your starter. The media doesn't want to talk to the backup. The media doesn't want to talk to the starter. They want to talk to the backup. And then, you know, if Mac Jones struggles, on the flip side, there's going to be a call for Cam as well. And so, I think we're going to find out pretty quick because, again, as you said, I don't think he's the starter. Now, to his credit, he's not going to relinquish this job in the same way that Andy Dalton isn't ready to relinquish this job. But again, he opened the door for himself. He opened the door for Mac Jones to come in and do what he did during that joint scrimmage with the New York Giants. And that's going to be the interesting thing to me. How many starts does he get? And then at what point, when he does go to the bench, does it become Cam becomes bigger than the guy on the field? I just think it'll be interesting to see.
And the other thing, obviously I've never played professional football, so I've never been
practice. That's really nice to know because I've been here with Bucky and TJ this week, and they just throw it around like, oh yeah, you know, one time I was playing Belichick, and Bucky Brooks casually bringing up that he was part of a Super Bowl runner-up in the front office yesterday, and I was like, yeah, I don't really have a comeback for that. So.
Yeah, I got nothing yet. Yeah. I've never been to a joint practice, never seen one to myself, but I do... I wonder about this because you a lot of times it's like quarterback evaluation season going into the draft, and you'll see a guy at pro day and he was, you know, 34 for 35 on his, like, sure. Well, why wasn't he 35 for 35? And I understand that one of these close practices, apparently that you're getting more work in a close practice than you do in preseason games, and there's, you know, there's more things happening that apparently make it more difficult, right? This is all I'm talking secondhand from the people that I watch on TV telling me about this, right? Same way everybody else does who didn't play. But what level of success is expected in a joint practice? Because for Mac Jones to complete, what, 18 straight passes or 19 straight passes, like, okay, like, what would Cam Newton have done? Would he have, 16 of 19? Like, how good, you know what I'm saying, was Mac in this practice that we're championing that Cam missed because of COVID protocols?
Well, we know that he did well because he got the low five from Bill Belichick. I feel like Bill Belichick's not just handing out low fives for nothing there. So that was the big report that I saw, was that when he was walking off the field, Bill Belichick gave him the low five. So
there's something to that. It's like when Nick Saban has a nickname for you, like, yes, before you get to campus. Like, well, yeah, it's one of those, like, I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. This is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres. He is Martin Weiss. Coming up, very much up for grabs, that New England Patriots quarterback job. But one quarterback job was decided. What does it mean for that team? What does it mean for that division? This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that.
But there was just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker out. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss are in. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. As I said, this is The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob will be back on Monday. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss filling in. Martin, I got a tweet I want to read here from Brendan, who says, I acknowledge I'm only a listener, but in my opinion, it should be a man card violation to refuse to get vaccinated. It's no different than different vaccines. If we don't, on and on. This is something I've talked to TJ Houshmandzadeh about this week, Bucky Brooks about this week. By the way, I was totally joking about Bucky. I hope I didn't come off wrong a minute ago. Love Bucky. But, you know, do you think really quick, and you know, to me, this conversation's come up from this perspective. I believe that any person should have their own individual right on if they want to get the vaccination or not. I do also kind of believe, though, that it's a little bit of a different deal for quarterbacks. You know, you do a lot of gambling stuff. You know, quarterbacks are the only guys that really impact point spreads, line movement. So they are by far the most important player on the field. But more importantly, they are the leader in the locker room. They're supposed to be the guy that everybody looks up to, that sets the tone. And I'm not blaming Kirk Cousins. I'm not blaming Cam Newton. I'm not blaming Lamar Jackson. Every guy is entitled to their opinion. But I also do kind of think it's a little bit of a different deal for quarterbacks. Am I crazy?
No, because, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but that doesn't mean your opinion is correct.
There you go.
Or that your opinion carries value. Like, you can have an opinion, but, you know, like Dave Chappelle said, who cares what Ja Rule has to say in this minute? Like, sure. No, like, that doesn't matter. No one's asking for that. But, I mean, personally, I think if you are healthy and able, I think you should get it. I think that, and especially because I think there's a societal obligation that, you know, hopefully you should get it. And I, honestly, where the personal choice thing, you know, it wasn't a personal choice for me to lock myself in the house last March. Okay. Like, I didn't want to do that, but I did it because that's what everybody was, you know, that's what we were supposed to do, right? So I don't, the personal choice thing, I feel like it's funny at this point in time. But in any event, yes, at the end of the day, with the NFL stipulations, they've made it, it's a competitive advantage to be vaccinated. Or conversely, if you are not vaccinated, you are at a competitive disadvantage. Cole Beasley, known anti-vaxxer, proud of it, is sitting at home right now because somebody else around him, and he's contracted the virus, and he tested negative as of the last time I saw his testing status. And he tweeted, what, I don't know, probably earlier today.
I was going to say, if you don't know it, just check his Twitter. I'll let you know, yeah.
So... at the end of the day, whether Cole Beasley feels like he should be vaccinated, feels like he shouldn't, or whether the man who tweeted you feels like Cole Beasley should have his man card or not, it's really irrelevant. Because at the end of the day, Cole Beasley, whether he's got a hamstring, whether he's not vaccinated, or whether he's got a broken ankle, he ain't going to be there.
Well, and it is, and it's so interesting, it is at this point a competitive disadvantage to not be. And I still go back to, you know, what happens in week 14, you know, throughout this summer, we've talked about who has the most pressure on them. I think like one of the guys that legitimately has the most pressure on him this fall is Kirk Cousins, because the fan base is already split on him. People don't love him. They didn't make the playoffs last year. Now imagine if it's week 14 and they're going to Green Bay with first place on the line in the division, and he tests positive because or he's in COVID protocol as a close contact because he didn't get that vaccine. So it's something interesting to think about. Go ahead.
I was about to say, like, you think about it, because I mean, think about who you've heard. Cole Beasley is one of the most prominent, but he's also probably one of the worst players to speak out about it, right?
Sure.
Like, the other guys that we're talking about were like the DeAndre Hopkins of the world and Lamar Jackson. Like, they'll figure it out for DeAndre Hopkins. They just traded for him. They'll figure it out for Lamar Jackson, a former NFL MVP. They'll figure it out. You know, they'll figure it out. For, you know, if Patrick Mahomes had stance anti-vax practices, guess what? They're going to figure it out. But Kirk Cousins, to your point, I feel like he's right there on the Mendoza line do we want to send him down to AAA?
Well,
do we want to bench this guy?
And that's been my stance on Cam Newton all week, is that, you know, basically the idea that I think it's a personal choice. I do. That's my personal opinion. But I also think we've heard all along that if you're on that fringe of whatever, whether it's the 53-man roster, whether it's a starting spot, whatever it is, it's a disadvantage. So I want to move on, though. I want to transition really quickly to another quarterback battle that is no more. So we found out earlier today, Jameis Winston, officially the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, coming off that incredible...
New Orleans Saints. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've talked so much freaking Patriots this week. I'm tired of it. But so he is not the quarterback of the New England Patriots. That'd be a big story. We probably would have led with that. But he is the head quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, and that comes off that preseason performance the other day against the who are they playing? The Jacksonville Jaguars, who stink.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
9 of 10 completions, 2 touchdowns, a deep bomb, looked really good. Martin, I know you're from Louisiana. You're a Saints fan. I'm guessing you're probably not that shocked by this news.
I mean, nothing surprises me anymore in the NFL. If I hear from like enough people, if enough verified reporters are telling me that Taysom Hill has a real shot at this job, whether or not I think it's legitimate or not doesn't matter, right? Because they're getting it from somewhere. These people aren't just...
You can have an opinion. It can just be wrong. A
exactly.
Smart man once told me that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my opinion was that Taysom Hill, for the longest time, has been a tight end masquerading at a bunch of other different positions, right? Which is, you know, that's fine and well and good, but if you want to go ahead and take a couple snaps here, take a couple snaps there, quarterback, mix it up, that's great. But if Taysom Hill was a starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, I would and was successful, honestly, it would really make me question my football knowledge and ability to read and look at this game and think I know what's happening.
Well, but there's been times over the last couple of years where I feel like that when Sean Payton forces him down our throats, it's, you know, first and goal on the one, and not first and goal on the one, you know, it's whatever, first and goal on the nine, and, you know, you're not quite in that, you know, pound it right up the middle zone, but and Sean Payton's bringing him in. So I'm with you. You know, you brought up the point before the show. I mean, this guy's... He just turned 31 years old.
Me and Taysom Hill, we were born in the same week.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Happy birthday.
My birthday is the 17th. His, I believe, is the 23rd?
23rd, yeah.
Right. We were born in the same week. And the idea that somebody just a year younger than me could walk in and be a first-time NFL starting quarterback. Even if it was his second year as a starting, that's not happening. I don't know anybody who's getting their first start at 30 unless you're having a career change. And most people aren't having career changes into the NFL at that age.
Unless you're Brandon Whedon and you were playing minor league baseball till you were 28. No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. And, you know, I'll say this. I thought it was really interesting. Bucky brought up yesterday the idea that in an attempt to win the starting quarterback job, Taysom Hill actually lost a ton of weight over the last couple months, and so he no longer has that physique, that body of a tight end. And so it'll be interesting to see, is he a permanent tight end, or is he a permanent backup, or is he a guy that they're going to try to put out and do all the things he did? But he's lost a lot of weight over this preseason, so very interesting story. But Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback with the New Orleans Saints. This is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres. Martin Weiss filling in for Chris and Rob. Coming up, we go to a former Ohio State Buckeye. He will preview the college football season. Also talk a little bit about Urban Meyer in the NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Thank you to Steve DeSager. We do want to get to the phones now. Joshua Perry, former Ohio State linebacker, now works for the Big Ten Network. Also, the co-host of the new podcast series, Glory Days, Dreams, and Nightmares, about the 2014 Ohio State National Championship run that was really one of the wildest runs that we've seen in major college football in recent history. Joshua Perry on the phone. Josh, how you doing?
Aaron, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. So real quick, lay out the podcast and the podcast series. Again, it's called Glory Days, Dreams, and Nightmares. And I'll do the quick 30,000-foot view, but that was, of course, Urban Meyer's third year at Ohio State. He comes in. You have success. The following year, you go to the Big Ten Championship game undefeated. You lose that game. You lose the bowl game. Go into the next season. So much hype. Braxton Miller gets hurt, start playing well, JT Barrett gets hurt, and you still end up winning the national championship. So I don't want to do the spoiler on the whole thing, but I wanted to make it easier to set it up for you in terms of why you guys did this, what fans can expect when listening to the podcast series.
Yeah, it's one of the great college football stories, in my opinion, and we're giving a first-person account, myself and Evan Spencer, who was a captain on that team and a wide receiver. And we just wanted to tell everybody about the ups and downs of that year, and you kind of laid it out, but we had a little bit of a tenuous end of 2013. We had some momentum coming into 2014. We lose Braxton. We lose the game early on, and we just started building from there. And JT Barrett did a lot of the work. The defense really started to come together under new coordinator Chris Ash. And then by the end of the year, we're playing our rival, and JT Barrett goes down. It's one of those moments where it's like, not again. But Cardale Jones comes in. I think the rest kind of wrote itself. We had a magical run there at the end. And I think it's intriguing, obviously, for people who follow Ohio State football in the Big Ten, but also around college football. And one of the questions I always get is, can you kind of take us through that season? What are your favorite memories from that season? So we're excited to tell the story.
Well, I know it's called Dreams and Nightmares. Josh, I'm a Michigan fan, so the nightmares were mine. I don't know how many of those made it into your series, but I know I woke up several times in the middle of the night worried. And that season in particular, because I remember watching as a Michigan fan, it's like, okay, Ohio State's the class of the conference. These are the guys that, you know, if Michigan intends to compete on the national level, these are the guys you got to beat. And I remember watching that season thinking, damn, they got three quarterbacks better than anybody at Michigan.
And so, well, Martin, go ahead.
So I just was wondering, I just want to know, Josh, for the time that you were there, you probably never lost to Michigan. In the time that I was there, I saw one win versus Michigan for Ohio State. Is Michigan ever under Harbaugh going to be a national power, inside the actual national conversation that matters with Ohio State, with Clemson, with Alabama?
In other words, how many teams does the playoff have to expand to for Michigan to be relevant in the playoff conversation? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
No, it's really interesting. And we talk about the rivalry in depth during the podcast series because it's obviously important to us. And I think college football fans want a window into that because, in my opinion, it's the greatest rivalry in college football, maybe in all sports.
That's very gracious kind of you after kicking Michigan's ass for the last 20 years. That's still the greatest rivalry. Most of them have a part two or, you know, a sequel, some drama. But go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Well, I mean, people still tune into that game. I'm telling you, I got my four wins, and I'll leave it at that. But in terms of the question that you asked, it's really unique because you look at Michigan, and they still obviously got the brand power. And it's funny, like, you talk to people inside college football, you talk to recruiting coordinators and coaches, and even versus like a Penn State, Michigan's still got the cachet, even though Penn State's got the recent success. And so just based off of that alone, I think that they're in a position. They've recruited okay. You got some questions in recruiting, but ultimately when you look at the guys that are on the field, a lot of times they have better players. And so it's got to come together. And they made a change on defense, which I think is for the better. Don Brown's defense was getting a little bit predictable, and folks are finding ways to beat that. So they brought in McDonald, and I think he's going to do a good job, kind of a scheme change there. The big question offensively is, number one, the quarterback position. I like Cade McNamara for this year. But number two, is it going to be Jim Harbaugh's offense that they're running, or is it going to be Josh Gattis's offense that they're running? And that's the question everybody asks. But to answer the question, they've got some work to do. And the hardest part about college football, the way it's set up right now, is you got Ohio State, you got Alabama, you got Clemson, you've got Oklahoma. And then it's everybody else. And they have to find that generational player that's going to take their program to the next level. And they got to get the marquee wins against the top 20 and top 10 teams that we haven't seen lately.
Joshua Perry, former Ohio State linebacker, now with the Big Ten Network. Also, the new podcast series, Glory Days, Dreams, and Nightmares, about the 2014 Ohio State National Championship run, available wherever you download podcasts. Joshua, I want to get back to to this season. You just mentioned Michigan. Tell us what we need to know about Ohio State. Brand new quarterback. There's obviously a ton of talent around him, including probably the best wide receiver room in the country. But for people that are going to be tuning in this post-Justin Fields era these next few weeks, what do they expect to see?
Yeah, I think the offense is still going to be explosive. And the caveat there is there are going to be mistakes. Whenever you're playing a young quarterback, which all the quarterbacks at Ohio State was trying to work into the competition, have freshman eligibility, none of them have thrown a pass in a college game. There are going to be some ups and downs there, but I think it's still going to be explosive. And you mentioned it. You look at that wide receiver room, obviously Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson are the two national names that people would know. But they've got some young players in there. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a really good young player. They've got Marvin Harrison Jr., and obviously people know the name Marvin Harrison. Jr. is a pretty damn good player, too, and they expect him to be in the rotation. You also look to a running back room, which has some veteran power with a guy like Master Teague, but they've got some young players in Mayan Williams and Travion Henderson, who's a freshman who they expect to do really well. You flip it over, and I think the defense is still going to be the big question, where last year you saw historically bad defense, gave up some egregious plays, especially in that national championship game when the spotlight was on. So you need to see them take another step forward. And to be completely honest, I think they're going to get tested in their opener against Minnesota, who I believe to be a very good team out of the Big Ten West. They've got Tanner Morgan, who in my opinion was the second best quarterback in the Big Ten in 2019 behind Justin Fields. They've got Muhammad Ibrahim, who's the returning Big Ten running back of the year, 5 returning starters on the offensive line and 10 returning starters on defense. So Ohio State is going to have their hands full week one, obviously week two in Oregon, but I expect them to be a really good team. In my opinion, if they don't make it to the college football playoff this year, I think they would have fallen below expectation.
So we kick everything off tomorrow with Nebraska and Illinois. And Scott Frost was in a little bit of hot water kind of recently. What's the scenario or what's the scene at Nebraska right now? Is they're going to be the first college football game to kick off tomorrow at 10 o'clock local time? You know, but I'm just curious, like, what is the overall kind of view of what's happening at Nebraska right now? How do they feel going into this season?
Tenuous. It's tenuous right now. And they've got some issues to work through. Obviously, they had those infractions that came out a couple of weeks ago, and that's been kind of the spotlight. But also, Scott Frost has lacked the success that people thought he was going to have when he was hired as head coach at Nebraska. They've got a returning quarterback and Adrian Martinez, who I believe to be a very good player. They've got a couple pieces on defense that I think are pretty good. I still think they're struggling on both lines of scrimmage, so that's going to be a big deciding factor in the game. And when you look at the other side in Illinois, they've got a very veteran team. I think 23 super seniors coming back, stronger on both lines of scrimmage. Quarterback who's a very good athlete, but he makes too many mistakes at sometimes in games, so that'll be a difference maker for them. But Illinois' advantage is that they're playing with house money right now. It's Brett Bielema's first year back in the Big Ten since he left Wisconsin, first year at the helm at Illinois. And quite frankly, they can go in there and just kind of do things to, you know, really keep Nebraska off tempo and keep them confused. And the pressure is going to be on Scott Frost to win. You have a feeling that if he loses this first game, week zero, national stage on Fox, everybody's going to be watching. It's going to be really difficult for him to pave a way through the rest of the season to find the success.
So, Joshua Perry, Big Ten Network, joining us, former Ohio State Buckeye. By the way, extended interview I did with Joshua yesterday will be on my podcast next week. Joshua, I did want to ask you, there was a report yesterday from Pete Prisco, I believe CBS, NFL Network, something like that, where he said that there's some pushback in the Jaguars locker room about Urban Meyer's quote-unquote college-like ways. And this team isn't very good, and they didn't look good on Monday Night Football. What did you make of that report? Because I know you're still close with Coach Meyer. Don't know what you can and cannot share, but it seems to run counter to everything that Urban Meyer has said publicly about wanting to learn the NFL game, understand the NFL game. Is this just one or two guys mad in the locker room because the team isn't good? Do you think there's something more there?
I think it's a culture shift. It's a tough adjustment, and that's the hardest thing about it. Now, Urban obviously has stepped over the line a couple times in OTAs. They got fined for it, and I think that's probably a part of the conversation is what you expect a team to do in college and preparing for a season and what you expect professional athletes who get paid a bunch of money to play the game to do in the preseason, probably two different expectation levels. But I think it's going to be an adjustment period for the locker room to get used to the way that Urban likes to coach, which is very direct. It's very hard. every rep is going to be to maximum effort. And their old paradigm of how they did things. And it's a kind of a clash in mindsets, because in the NFL, I think there is this mentality that you treat pros like pros. But if you're Urban coming in and you're used to a winning culture everywhere you've been, and now you're taking over a team that has not had a lot of success, you're trying to put everything on its head. And he did that with us at Ohio State. That's what he's doing right now. And so I think players are probably right to be a little bit perturbed and you know, upset about probably the way some of the things are, because it's such a departure and a shift from the way that they were done before. At the same time, when you're Urban Meyer, you have to set the tone. But then once the team really gets it, you got to let them go and you got to let them be professional.
Do you think that ultimately which one do you think will have to give a little bit here? Do you think it'll have to be the players adjusting to Urban Meyer more, or Urban Meyer adjusting to professional players more? Because you said that he kind of turned it over at Ohio State, but again, when you're at Ohio State, there's a different power dynamic. There's a whole different shift in the way that coaches and players are interacting in college than there is in the NFL.
It's got to be both. And I think it really comes down to a trust level on both sides. I think Urban's got to trust the locker room that the guys are going to do everything to be prepared to win games. And at the same time, I think if you're a player who's not been in a situation where a coach has been so uncompromising, you have to trust that the plan he's putting out there is something that's going to help you find the success that you desperately want in your career. And it's such a unique thing to look in at, because that was always a question with Urban moving to the league. Was he going to be able to handle a locker room full of grown men? And we're kind of seeing that clash a little bit. And again, I think it's to be expected, but at the same time, I think both sides are going to have to come to this middle ground where if you're the head coach, you say, all right, I'm going to let pros be pros. But also, if you're a team and you haven't seen success and you got a guy who's had a lot of success in his career telling you how to do things, that you might want to listen to him.
He's Joshua Perry, former Ohio State linebacker. You can see him every weekend on Big Ten Network. Also, the co-host of the new podcast series, Glory Days, Dreams and Nightmares, about the 2014 Ohio State National Championship team. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at RIP_JEP. Joshua, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
That was Joshua Perry, former Ohio State Buckeye. Some very interesting comments on Urban Meyer. We're going to react to those after the break. This is Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres, Martin Weiss, in on the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Prisco from CBS the other day did put out a report, or he said on a radio show, excuse me, they haven't gotten off to a good start, talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars under Urban Meyer. He said they haven't gotten off to a good start. That's obvious. He clearly does not like losing, even if it's in the preseason. I heard he had a rough go of it last week just because he lost his first preseason game. He's on and on and on and on and on. I've heard some players aren't thrilled with them either, them being the college-like things that he brought in. If we didn't have Josh Perry on, I probably wouldn't reference this, but he just gave us the insight from Urban Meyer's perspective. You know, we're hearing from the players, they're not happy. But what's really interesting is I do think it's a culture change. And I was in yesterday with Bucky Brooks, and that's exactly what he said, was there's a lot of old guys that have been there before that have been doing it a certain way. They haven't necessarily been winning very much, though, and I'm not always going to defend the college guy because he's the college guy and I love college football, but I do think there does have to be a little bit of give-take, because you can't come in here saying, well, I'm an NFL vet and I did it this way. Yeah, you're an NFL vet who did it this way and you haven't won. Maybe you should try something different. So I get the frustration of an older player that's done it a certain way, but when you've lost as much as the Jaguars have, I feel like you got to be open up to new ideas from the new regime.
So I do agree that the Jaguars have been pretty terrible since Jalen Ramsey guaranteed a Super Bowl win, right?
That's right,
that was pretty much the last moment that the Jacksonville Jaguars had relevance until drafting Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer being the head coach. But I wonder, though, because if you watch, like, what was it? I think it was the first episode of Hard Knocks, where Mike McCarthy was trying to establish, you know, his disciplinarian and all the Johnny F arounds are not going to be welcome here. And he said 40% of the roster is new. Right?
Sure.
So I imagine, okay, I imagine that's let's say that 35% of NFL rosters each year are just new.
Sure.
So there's a ton of turnover in Jacksonville already. So while there have been players there last year that contributed to their losing, right, and the years prior and so on and so forth, I think that there's enough influx of new talent and new players to where you could kind of look at I think there's a way that things are done holistically in the NFL. Maybe you want to take the New England Patriots out of that, right? And then I think the reason why that exists is because the quarterback was so unique, and then the fact that he didn't take the most money. So there was a situation in New England that was just a little different than everywhere else. But everywhere else in the NFL, quarterback's going to be the highest paid player on the team. Quarterback's going to be the leader. You know, the situations are going to be the same. Like, different classrooms, but different teachers, in my opinion. So I just wonder if Urban Meyer is going to be able to adjust himself enough. That was the last question that we asked Joshua, was because the thing about Urban, I don't know if he knows how to lose.
That was going to be my very next question is, you know, listen, I think there are some times where guys like you and I that didn't play, there's times where we kind of spit out narratives, and then the guys that played are like,
that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, what are you talking about, Torres, right? But I think this is one where us as the guys on the couch have a different perspective than the guys that have actually been in those locker rooms, because you go back to that Ohio State run. I think, Martin, I could be wrong. I think he had like 9 losses in 7 years. Like, you know, and it, what's so interesting is even when he retired at Ohio State, retired, and I'm using air quotes, even when he retired at Ohio State, in his press conference, he basically said, this is it for me. I will not go to the NFL because I could not handle losing the way that you lose in the NFL. 2 years later, he's in the league with Trevor Lawrence, and it's going to be bad. So that was going to be my question. Is like, yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't want to take a shot at Joshua, but my memory serves me correct. The nightmare of that Dreams and Nightmares is Urban Meyer on the golf cart eating Papa John's pizza in the bottom of Lucas Oil Stadium. It's one of my favorite pictures in the world.
Sure.
It was one of the only things that brought me pleasure after college, in college football, right? But I really do wonder if, because they're going to lose a lot.
Yes.
I was watching the first half of that preseason game, and I know it was a preseason game, but, you know, it looked like two different sports.
This is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres. Martin Weiss in for the guys. More NFL coming up. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.